Almighty Yahweh, our Heavenly Father, we come before you again on this, the last great day of your feast. We come before you, Father, to give glory to you and to seek your face. We know, Father, that we are merely a vapor and that we're nothing compared to you, that you're mindful of man. You've given us, Father, of your glory. You've given us, Father, of your Son, the most precious gift that you can give anyone, your Son. And Father, we are thankful that you've shared your Son with us and given us the example we should follow, a man who lived his life without sin. See, a lot of people believe that it's just Yahshua was a mighty one when he was on the earth, but he was just flesh and blood, just like each one of us, just like me and you. We ask, Father, that we would accept that great sacrifice, that we would understand he overcame each temptation, and each of his stripes were for our sin, not his own, because he had no sin. So we thank you, Father, for blessing us with such a great example. Help us, Father, to be faithful. We ask, Father, that you would open our hearts and minds to receive the implanted word that you prepared for us this day. We want to be in your kingdom, Father. We want to be there forever. And we want to serve you forever. We love you and thank you for all you've done for us, for sending us Yahshua the Messiah, and for showing us the way. So, Father, we do love you and we thank you. And we ask, Father, that we would sin against you, that it would be an error, not willfully, and that your Son, Yahshua the Messiah's blood, would cover all of our sins. In Yahshua's name we pray, asking all these favors and blessings. Hallelujah. You may all be seated. If you turn over to Psalm 37, we'll start the message in verse 3. This is one of my favorite psalms. It says, "Trust in Yahweh and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on his faithfulness. Delight yourself also in Yahweh, and he will give you the desires of your heart." A lot of the preachers of these late days preach a ministry of prosperity. See? And they truly use the scripture that Yahweh will give you the desires of your heart. See? That's what they want you to hear. But see, our desire should be in the kingdom. Our desire should be service to Almighty Yahweh. It shouldn't be for ourselves. Yes, he says that he'll give us the desires of our heart. But where should our heart be? Our heart should be in the highways to the kingdom. It should be doing Yahweh's will. It should be so that we can benefit someone other than ourselves. Because he does. He blesses us. He tells us if we do, in Malachi, he tells us if we will give and not rob him with tithes and offerings, he'll open the windows of heaven to bless us. And I'm telling you, very few people that I've run into, that I know, have these type of blessings. So very few people are living
that type of life.
See, for those blessings that we really want are to be in the kingdom. Because truly, then all the wealth of the world is given. You know, and people say, well, you know, I probably won't need it then, you know. Because they're looking at things from a limited point of view. How do you view the glass? Is it half empty or half full? You know, that's the difference. How do you perceive it? And you know what? I want to be in the kingdom. I'm not concerned about this life. Yes. You know, we got to eat. We have to pay our bills. And Yahweh blesses us with what we have need of. And you know what? He can even give you more so that you can have give others that are not as blessed as you. But each of us have that opportunity to be that blessed. All we have to do is keep the covenant. Walk in his truth. Keep the commandments. And you will receive the desires of your heart. Commit your way to Yahweh. Trust also in him, and he will bring it to pass. See, there are some requirements there. When we read over in Deuteronomy chapter 28, it was conditional. There was an if there. If you do this, then this would happen. If you do this, this will happen. But then, on the other side of it, it was still conditional. If you don't do this, then this is going to happen. See? So, you know, we can look at the blessings and curses and say, well, you know, you curse yourself if you don't keep the commandments, if you don't do the tithing the way you're supposed to tithe. You won't have the money to get to the feast. And people say, well, you know, I don't have enough. I don't make enough. You have to tithe on what you get. And one of the things, not only in this business that I'm doing with life, okay, even prior to that, I had people reading that book, The Richest Man in Babylon. And they were teaching that you tithe to yourself. They're saying, you know, even after you give your 10% to Yahweh, okay, they weren't giving a first, second tithe, you know, whatever. They're saying that the average person is living on 70% of their income, okay? And they can do that. So if you gave a first tithe, second tithe, even put 10% away for yourself, and when it's not the third tithe year, you would still have enough to pay your bills. Because what happens is that the more you get, the more you spend. And if you make $100,000 a year and you spend $100,000 a year, you're still broke. You understand? So it doesn't matter whether you make $10,000 or $100,000 or $1,000,000. If you spend it all, you're still broke. And most people live beyond their means, especially in this country, because we have credit cards and we have all the stuff that they're giving you that just want to get you deeper in debt. And that's why people struggle. I mean, you think about it. When we were growing up, there was no rental proliferation of rental places. That's something as of late. If you wanted something, you saved that money and went and bought it. Okay? There were a few companies out there that had layaway plans, but you still, what was the layaway plan? You put the money there, you paid for it weekly, monthly, or whatever, and then once that last payment was paid, you went and got it. You didn't get it first and then pay for it after you tore it up. That wasn't the way it went. See? Things have changed. The mentality of people have changed. Like we were talking about the young people. It's one of those societies that, you know, I'm entitled to this. You know? It's my money and I want it now. You see? No. It's not yours till you get it. No. Our life, our existence here is somewhat of a joke with a lot of people because, you know, they don't know about hard times. They really don't know what a depression was about when it was really tough for, I'm talking about most families, to eat. You know, people stood in line to get food, you know, and it was tough because most people still grew their own food for the most part. When they start working in factories and things like that, you know, prosperity got out there. They started making a little bit more money. And people moved to the cities, off the farms, less people producing the food. But guess what? It became more difficult. It became more difficult because when things are tough, you couldn't go to your stores. You know what I'm saying? What you saved up from your crops that you planted, that you produced, God would bless you with. You had to go to the store. You could only buy so much based on the amount of money you had available. See? So things changed economically. But Yahweh hasn't changed, brethren. He's still the same. The concepts are still the same. He's trying to tell us that we need to prepare. And this is something that I'm trying to get our young people to understand. You have to plan for tomorrow because it's coming. Whether you're ready or not, it's coming. So we got to be ready. And that's why I've entitled this message, In That Day, because that's what's coming. In That Day is a time stamp. It's like a specific time in history. Hasn't happened yet. It's coming. See? In verse 6 it says, "And he will make righteousness to go forth as the light, and your justice as the noonday. Rest in Yahweh and wait patiently for him." Too many people want to run ahead of Yahweh. They're not patient. They cannot wait for anything. "Fret not yourself because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who brings wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not yourself, it tends only to evildoing. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait for Yahweh, they shall inherit the land." The word is ha'arez, the earth. Because the kingdom is coming to this earth, brethren. "For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yes, you shall diligently consider his place, and he shall not be." He's going to be removed. "But the meek shall inherit the land." And the meek is another term for the righteous. "And shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace." We spoke about peace earlier in this feast. We've had a great peaceful feast. And Yahweh is blessing. He is blessing his people. Because he knows the days of the perfect. And their inheritance shall be forever. It's going to be forever. Turn to Jeremiah chapter 30. Jeremiah chapter 30. We'll start there in verse 1. "The word that came to Jeremiah from Yahweh, saying, In this manner speaks Yahweh, the Elohim of Israel, saying, Write for yourself all the words that I have spoken to you in a book. For lo, the days come, says Yahweh, that I will turn again the captivity of my people Israel and Judah, and says Yahweh, and I will cause them to return to the land that I gave to their fathers, and they shall possess it." Now, Jeremiah was prophesying during the days of Hilkiah. Okay? Hilkiah was his father, the high priest. He was the son of Hilkiah, the priest in Anathoth. And the king was Josiah, the days of Josiah. Okay? And after Josiah came Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah. Now, the reason I'm telling you this historically is because Israel was already gone. They were already gone. They were not there. They were already taken away into captivity by the Assyrians many years before. Yet this prophecy is to, what does it say? The words, these are the words that Yahweh spoke concerning Israel and concerning Judah. "For thus says Yahweh, we have heard a voice of trembling, of fear, and not of peace. Ask now and see whether a man does travail with child. Why do I see every man with his hands on his loins as a woman in travail? And all faces are turned into paleness. Alas, for that day is great, so that none is like it. It is even the time of Jacob's trouble, but he shall be saved out of it. Now, Jacob was another name for Israel. And like I said, Israel was already gone into captivity. So what Jacob is he talking about? See, this is talking about the last days, brethren. It's talking about the tribulation. Yes, the Babylonians were coming. They were going to take Judah into captivity. So part of this prophecy goes and deals with them. But this is about the last days, and I'm going to show you why I say that. And it shall come to pass in that day. See, that there's your time stamp. In that day, says Yahweh of hosts, that I will break his yoke from off your neck and will burst your bonds, and strangers shall no more make him their bondman. But they shall serve Yahweh their Elohim and David their king, whom I will raise up to them. Now, Josiah is king of Judah. David was king of Judah when? He was the second king after Saul. Many, many years before. So what David is this talking about? Whom I will raise up to them. Therefore, fear not, O Jacob. Jacob's another name for Israel. My servant, says Yahweh, neither be dismayed, O Israel, for lo, I will save you from afar, and your seed from the land of their captivity. And Jacob shall return and shall be quiet and at ease, and no one shall make him afraid. For I am with you, says Yahweh, to save you. For I will make a full end of all the nations where I have scattered you, but I will not make a full end of you. So he's still prophesying to Israel that has gone into captivity. Did Israel ever come back? Did Israel ever come back? They're coming back now. The name of Yahweh is out there. That's why the name of Yahweh has to go forth throughout all the earth. Israel is coming back now. They're starting to be gathered. Yahweh's word is not going out there void. It's going to accomplish that which is sent forth. Verse 12, it says, for thus says Yahweh, your hurt is incurable and your wound grievous. There is none to plead your cause, that you may be bound up. You have no healing medicine. What's going to happen? We're not going to need healing medicines because it says the leaves of the trees in Revelation 21 are going to be for the healing of the nation. Because the tree of life is going to be planted by the rivers, the waters. And we will have access to those leaves for the healing. All your lovers have forgotten you. They seek you not. For I have wounded you with the wound of an enemy, with the chastisement of a cruel one, for the greatness of your iniquity, because your sins were increased. Why do you cry for your hurt? Your pain is incurable. For the greatness of your iniquity, your sin, because your sins were increased, I have done these things to you. Therefore all they that devour you shall be devoured. And all your adversaries, every one of them shall go into captivity. And they that plunder you shall be a plunder. And all that prey upon you will I give for a prey. For I will restore health to you, and I will heal you of your wounds, says Yahweh, because they have called you an outcast, saying, it is Zion whom no man seeks after. And right now Zion seems to be the brunt of most of the nations. They don't care. They want to see Jerusalem destroyed. They want to see Jerusalem become a Muslim city completely. The Syrians, the Iranians, and all of the nations around want to see the Jewish people wiped out. Verse 18, it says, "In this manner, says Yahweh, behold, I will turn again the captivity of Jacob's tents, Jacob's tabernacles, and have compassion on his dwelling places. And the city shall be built upon its own hill, and the palace shall be inhabited after its own manner. And out of them shall proceed thanksgiving, and the voice of them that make merry. And I will multiply them, and they shall not be few. I will also glorify them, and they shall not be small. Their children also shall be as before time, and the congregation shall be established before me. And I will punish all that oppress them, and their prince shall be of themselves, and their ruler shall proceed from the middle of them. And I will cause him to draw near, and he shall approach to me. For who is he that has boldness to approach to me, says Yahweh? And you shall be my people, and I will be your Elohim. Behold, the tempest of Yahweh, even his wrath, has gone forth. A sweeping tempest, it shall burst upon the head of the wicked. The fierce anger of Yahweh shall not return until he has executed, until he has performed the intents of his heart. In the latter days, you shall understand it." Isaiah chapter 26. Isaiah chapter 26. Verse 1. "In that day shall this song be sung in the land of Judah." There's that time stamp again. "In that day, we have a strong city. Salvation will he appoint for walls and bulwarks. Open the gates that the righteous nation which keeps faith may enter in. You will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you." Do we trust in Almighty Yahweh, brethren? Do we have that perfect peace that Yahweh is promising in the Word? "Trust in Yahweh forever, for in Yahweh is an everlasting rock, for he has brought down them that dwell on high, the lofty city. He lays it low. He lays it low even to the ground. He brings it even to the dust. The foot shall tread it down, even the feet of the poor and the steps of the needy. The way of the just is uprightness. You that are upright, direct the path of the just." So there are certain people that this is talking to. And we are those people if we fulfill that commandment to be upright. Yes, in verse 8, "In the way of your judgments, O Yahweh, have we waited for you. To your name, even to your memorial name, is the desire of our soul." So we desire Yahweh. See? As it said in Psalm 37, that he would give us the desire of our hearts. When Solomon asked that prayer, he asked for wisdom to be able to lead Yahweh's people. He didn't ask for long life or riches. And what did Yahweh say? "Because you didn't ask for yourself riches and honor and long life, I'm going to give it to you anyway, because you asked for wisdom to be able to lead your people." See? The desire of his heart was to serve Yahweh. That's got to be the desire of each and every one of our hearts as well. We've got to get our minds off ourselves With my soul have I desired you in the night. Yes, with my spirit within me will I seek you earnestly. When your judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world are in righteousness. Let favor be shown to the wicked, yet he will not learn righteousness. In the land of uprightness will he deal wrongfully and will not behold the majesty of Yahweh. We're going to behold the majesty of Yahweh because we're going to be in the kingdom of Yahweh. And how do we get there, brethren? We get there by love. By loving one another, by showing one another that concern that we have for one another. This is what Yahshua's looking for. Hold your place here and turn over to Matthew 11. Matthew 11, verses 25 to 30. It says, at that season, Yahshua answered and said, I thank you, O Father, sovereign of heaven and earth, that you did hide these things from the wise and understanding and did reveal them to babes. Yes, Father, for so it was well-pleasing in your sight. All things have been delivered to me of my Father, and no one knows the Son save the Father. Neither does any know the Father save the Son, and he to whomever the Son wills to reveal him. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavily burdened, and I will give you rest. And that's what the people need to do. They need to come to Yahshua. But how can they come to Yahshua if he's not preached? If they've never heard of Yahshua. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. And that's when we do it at the Feast of Tabernacles. We come to learn of Yahshua. We come to learn of Yahweh. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest to your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Isaiah chapter 26, verse 11. Yahweh, your hand is lifted up, yet they see not, but they shall see your zeal for the people and be put to shame. Yet fire shall devour your adversaries. And we're going to see that happen when they surround the holy city after Satan has been loosed. This is after the 1,000 years, the fire is going to come down of Yahweh and devour the adversaries. Yahweh, you will ordain peace for us. Yes, you have also worked all our works for us. O Yahweh, our Elohim, other rulers beside you have had dominion over us. But by you only will we make mention of your name. They are dead. They shall not live. They are deceased. They shall not rise. Therefore have you visited and destroyed them and made all remembrance of them to perish. You have increased the nation, O Yahweh. You have increased the nation. You are glorified. You have enlarged all the borders of the land. Yahweh, in trouble have they visited you. They poured out a prayer when your chastening was upon them, when they were being corrected. It's the only time they came and prayed to you. See? Like as a woman with child that draws near to the time of her delivery, is in pain and cries out in her pangs. So have we been before you, O Yahweh. We have been with child. We have been in pain. We have, as it were, brought forth wind. We have not worked any deliverance in the earth, neither have the inhabitants of the world fallen. Your dead shall live. My dead body shall arise. Awake and sing, you that dwell in the dust. For your dew is as the dew of herbs, and the earth shall cast forth the dead. Come, my people, enter into your chambers and shut your doors about you. Hide yourself for a little moment until the indignation is past. For behold, now he comes forth out of his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity. The earth also shall disclose her blood and shall no more cover slain. Jeremiah 30. We're going to go back over there. I'm sorry. Yeah, Jeremiah 31. Jeremiah 31. Now, Jeremiah 31, I have a line drawn at that time. My line is drawn up to the last verse of Jeremiah 30, which says, in the latter days you shall understand it. So, at that time, it's talking about in the latter days, says Yahweh, I will be the Elohim of all the families of Israel, and they shall be my people. In this manner, says Yahweh, the people that were left of the sword found favor in the wilderness, even Israel, when I went to cause him to rest. Yahweh appeared of old to me, saying, yes, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn you. Again will I build you, and you shall be built, O Virgin of Israel. Again shall you be adorned with your tabrets, and shall go forth in the dances of them that make merry. Again shall you plant vineyards upon the mountains of Samaria. The planters shall plant, and shall enjoy the fruit of it. Now, they have been cast out, taken from Samaria back in 700 before the Common Era. So there shall be a day that the watchmen upon the hills of Ephraim shall cry, arise, let us go up to Zion, to Yahweh, our Elohim. I have a cross reference there to Zechariah 14:16 because they're talking about let us go up. And that's talking about keeping the Feast of Tabernacles in Zechariah 14:16. And that's going to be in the kingdom. For thus says in verse 7, Yahweh, sing with gladness for Jacob and shout for the chief of the nations. Publish, praise, and say, O Yahweh, save your people, the remnant of Israel. And the remnant means those that are left. Behold, I will bring them from the north country and gather them from the utmost parts of the earth, and with them the blind and the lame, the woman with child, and her that travails with child together, a great company shall they return here. They shall come with weeping, and with supplications will I lead them. I will cause them to walk by rivers of waters in a straight way in which they shall not stumble, for I am a father to Israel, and Ephraim is my firstborn. Hear the word of Yahweh, O you nations, and declare it in the isles far off, and say, he that scattered Israel will gather him and keep him as the shepherd does his flock. And that's what we're doing today, brethren. We're trying to regather those who have been scattered all over the world, even in the isles. Even in the isles of the sea, you see people who are coming to serve Yahweh. Thank you. For Yahweh, in verse 11, has ransomed Jacob and redeemed him from the hand of him that was stronger than he. And they shall come and sing in the height of Zion, and shall flow to the goodness of Yahweh, to the grain and to the new wine and to the oil and to the young flock and the herd. Their soul shall be as a watered garden, and they shall not sorrow any more at all. I have a cross reference there for Isaiah 2 and Micah 4. Because they're flowing to Zion. As it says, they're going to find out and to worship the King, Yahweh of hosts. Then shall the virgin rejoice in the dance, and the young man and the old together. For I will turn their mourning into joy, and will comfort them, and make them rejoice from their sorrow. And I will satiate the soul of the priest with fatness, and my people shall be satisfied with my goodness, says Yahweh. Isaiah chapter 27. We'll start in verse 1, Isaiah 27, verse 1. In that day, Yahweh with his hard and great and strong sword will punish Leviathan, the swift serpent, and Leviathan, the crooked serpent, and he will kill the monster that is in the sea. In that day, a vineyard of wine, sing you to it. I, Yahweh, am its keeper. I will water it every moment, lest any hurt it. I will keep it night and day. Wrath is not in me. Would that the briars and the thorns were against me in battle. I would march upon them. I would burn them together. Or else let him take hold of my strength, that he may make peace with me. Yes, let him make peace with me in days to come shall Jacob take root. Israel shall blossom and bud, and they shall fill the face of the world with fruit. Has he struck them? Has he struck those that struck them? Or are they killed according to the slaughter of them that were killed by them? In measure, when you send them away, you contend with them. He has removed them with his rough blast in the day of the east wind. Therefore, by this shall the iniquity of Jacob be forgiven, and this is all the fruit of taking away his sin, that he makes all the stones of the altar as chalk stones that are beaten in pieces, so that the Asherim and the sun images shall rise no more. For the fortified city is solitary, a habitation deserted and forsaken, like the wilderness. There shall the calf feed, and there shall he lie down, and consume the branches of it. When the boughs of it are withered, they shall be broken off. The women shall come and set them on fire, for it is a people of no understanding. Therefore, he that made them will not have compassion upon them, and he that formed them will show them no favor. And it shall come to pass in that day that Yahweh will beat off his fruit from the flood of the river to the brook of Egypt, and you shall be gathered one by one, O you children of Israel. Shall become, and it shall come to pass in that day that a great trumpet shall be blown, and they shall come that were ready to perish in the land of Assyria, and they that were outcast in the land of Egypt, and they shall worship Yahweh in the holy mountain of Jerusalem. Psalm 73. Psalm 73, verse 23. Nevertheless, I am continually with you. You have held my right hand. You will guide me with your counsel. This is a psalm of Asaph. And afterward receive me to glory. Whom have I in heaven but you? And there is no one upon earth that I desire besides you. My flesh and my heart fails, but Elohim is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. For lo, they that are far from you shall perish. You have destroyed all of them that play the harlot, departing from you. But it is good for me to draw near to Elohim. I have made the sovereign Yahweh my refuge, that I may tell of all your works. Isaiah chapter 35. Isaiah chapter 35, starting in verse 1. The wilderness and the dry land shall be glad, and the desert shall rejoice and blossom as the rose. It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice even with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given to it, the excellency of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of Yahweh, the excellency of our Elohim. Strengthen the weak hands and confirm the feeble knees. Say to them that are of a fearful heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your Elohim will come with vengeance. He will, with recompense of Elohim, he will come and save you. Yahshua, I have written there, because Yahshua is our salvation. He's the one that's going to come and save us. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap as the hart, and the tongue of the dumb shall sing. For in the wilderness shall waters break out and streams in the desert, and the glowing sand shall become a pool in the thirsty ground, springs of water. And the habitation of jackals where they lay shall be grass with reeds and rushes. And a highway shall be there, and a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for the redeemed, the wayfaring men. Yes, fools shall not err in it. No lions shall be there, nor shall any ravenous beast go up on it. They shall not be found there. But the redeemed shall walk there, and the ransomed of Yahweh shall return, and come with singing to Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. Only Yahweh is preparing a people for a special time. The time stamp says, in that day, these things are going to come to pass. Almighty Yahweh is looking for people who are willing to keep his commandments. In Matthew 11, right before that in verse 10, it talks about, this is he of whom it is written, behold, I send my messenger before your face. Who shall prepare your way before you? It's talking about John the Baptist there, but it's talking about Eliah. Eliah has to come. And Eliah must prepare the way for Elisha or Yahshua, the one who is salvation. Truly, in verse 11, I say to you, among them that are born of women, there has not risen a greater than John the Baptist. Yet he is but little in the kingdom of heaven, is greater than he. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and men of violence take it by force. For all the prophets and the law prophesied until John. And if you are willing to receive it, This is Eliab that is to come. He that has ears to hear, let him hear. But to what shall I compare this generation? It is like to children sitting in the marketplace who call to their fellows and say, we piped to you, and you did not dance. We wailed, and you did not mourn. For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say he has a demon. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, behold, a gluttonous man and a winebibber, a friend of publicans and sinners, and wisdom is justified by her works. Then he began to upbraid the cities in which most of his mighty works were done, because they repented not. And this is Joshua, who did these great works before them, and they repented not. Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the mighty works had been done in Tyre and Sidon, which were done in you, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. But I say to you, it shall be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon in the day of judgment than for you. And you, Capernaum, shall you be exalted to heaven? You shall go down to the grave, for if the mighty works had been done in Sodom, which were done in you, it would have remained unto this day. But I say to you that it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom in the day of judgment than for you. Isaiah chapter 60. Isaiah chapter 60. This message is entitled, In That Day. It's a specific time stamp that tells us when these things would come to pass. In Isaiah 60, it says, Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of Yahweh has risen upon you. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the peoples. But Yahweh will arise upon you, and his glory shall be seen upon you, and nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. Lift up your eyes all around and see. They all gather themselves together. They come to you. Your sons shall come from far, and your daughters shall be carried in the arms. Then you shall see and be radiant, and your heart shall thrill and be enlarged, because of the abundance of the sea shall be turned to you. The wealth of the nations shall come to you. The multitude of camels shall cover you, and dromedaries of Midian and Ephraim. All they from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and frankincense, and shall proclaim the praises of Yahweh. All the flocks of Kedar shall be gathered together to you. The rams of Nebaioth shall minister to you. They shall come up with acceptance on my altar. And I will glorify the house of my glory. Who are these that fly as a cloud and as the doves to their windows? Surely the isles shall wait for me, and the ships of Tarshish first, to bring your sons from far, their silver and their gold with them, for the name of Yahweh your Elohim, and for the Holy One of Israel, because he has glorified you. Yahweh is going to glorify his people, brethren. He's the one in that day that will glorify those who have chosen Yahshua. Verse 10, and foreigners shall build up your walls, and their king shall minister to you. For in my wrath I struck you, but in my favor have I had mercy on you. Your gates also shall be open continually. They shall not be shut day or night, that men may bring to you the wealth of the nations, and their kings led captive. For that nation and kingdom that will not serve you shall perish. Yes, those nations shall be utterly wasted. The glory of Lebanon shall come to you, the fir tree, the pine, and the box tree together, to beautify the place of my sanctuary. And I will make the place of my feet glorious. And the sons of them that afflicted you shall come bending to you, as the son, as the brothers of Joseph did. Not only in the dream, but even after, when they came to Egypt, they bowed before Joseph, as it was said in the dream. And the sons of them that afflicted you shall come bending to you, and all they that despise you shall bow themselves down at the soles of your feet. And they shall call you the city of Yahweh, the Zion of the Holy One of Israel. Whereas you have been forsaken and hated, so that no man pass through you, I will make you an eternal excellency. Eternal excellency, a joy of my generations. You shall also suck the milk of the nations, and shall suck the breast of kings. And you shall know that I, Yahweh, am your Savior and your Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob. For bronze I will bring gold, and for iron I will bring silver, and for wood bronze, and for stones iron. And I will also make your officers peace and your exactors righteousness. Violence shall no more be heard in your land, desolation nor destruction within your borders, but you shall call your walls salvation and your gates praise. The sun shall be no more your light by day, neither for brightness shall the moon give light to you, but Yahweh will be to you an everlasting light and your Elohim your glory. Your sun shall no more go down, neither shall your moon withdraw itself, for Yahweh will be your everlasting light. In that day, these things are going to happen. And the days of your mourning shall be ended. Your people also shall be all righteous. They shall inherit the land forever, the branch of my planting, the work of my hands, that I may be glorified. The little one shall become a thousand, and the small one a strong nation. I, Yahweh, will hasten it in its time. Our closing passage is this, taken from Revelation 21. We'll start in verse 1. It says, "And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were gone, and the sea is no more. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from Yahweh, made ready as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of the throne saying, Behold, the tabernacle of Yahweh is with men, and he shall tabernacle with them, and they shall be his people. And Yahweh himself shall be with them and be their Elohim. And he shall wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain any more. The first things are passed away. And he that sits on the throne says, Behold, I make all things new. And he says, Write, for these words are faithful and true. And he says to me, They have come to pass. I am the Aleph and the Tau, the beginning and the end. I will give to him that is thirsty of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcomes shall inherit these things, and I will be his El, and he shall be my son. In that day, Almighty Yahweh is going to bless his people. He's going to be with his people forever. It's going to be a new day. It's going to be a different time when we can be with Yahweh forever. May Almighty Yahweh bless each and every one of you as you seek to be in the kingdom of Yahweh and conform to that by living a righteous life, overcoming this world and Satan the devil. I want to call Brother Willie McKelvey to come forth and close with a word of prayer, and then we'll give the, I'll let him give the report, and then we'll do the Aaronic blessing and close out the service with whatever song he chooses. Thank you.
Saul Bow, Father, what, Yahweh, we give you thanks and praise once again for being here. We give you thanks for the message that we've heard. Father, in that day, we want to be in your kingdom, Father. We want to be when that roll call, when our name is called, Father, we want to be. We want to be there. There's everyone that was able to make it. That's the one that's on the hookup, video and the phone, Father. Give them a blessing, Father, because they are your people also. Once again, we want to thank you for letting us come before your presence, Father, because it means so much to all of us. And we ask that when we do leave this place, Father, that we will not forget your words, that you are the only Elohim that gives life and sustain life, able to take it and able to give it. And Father, we give you thanks for the special calling that you gave each and every one of us. And we ask all thanks and blessings in Yahshua's name. Hallelujah.